Welcome back. You're listening to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Now, if you've ever played air guitar to Guns N' Roses or sung Def Leppard at karaoke, well, frankly, most of the time, we couldn't do much for you on this show. But today is different, because that is the very heartbeat of the show, Rock 101, that won musical comedy duo Mrs. Peacock this year's Billy T Award. And we have 50% of that duo, Dave Smith, here to tell us how they did it. Well, Dave, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How do you decide on the musical comedy duo format?
It basically came out because we were in a really bad band together, and we were kind of making jokes about the band, then we decided to write some serious music of our own, and it turns out we can't write serious lyrics. Nothing bad happened to us as children, so, you know, we're quite happy and contented, so everything just came out funny.
Yeah, it's a format that's working pretty well for certain other people at the moment,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, yes, indeed, yeah.
Would you say that musical comedy duos are the new Peter Jackson?
Oh, yeah, why not? I'm going to say that, yeah, definitely.
So are you more Flight of the Conchords or Tenacious D?
I think we probably lean a bit more towards Tenacious D, purely because some of our club gigs, right, as opposed to our normal shows, are definitely a little dirtier than the Conchords, you're more towards the Tenacious D. And we're more rock than folk as well. Definitely electric guitar as opposed to the acoustics.
Right, so is this all this sort of Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard stuff, is this you guys working out your adolescence?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, but there was a great time, though. We were sort of going through puberty and stuff when this great music happened. It was like, yeah. And so it's just inspired us to write bad 80s riffs.
Now, your co-conspirator, Jared Baker, is, of course, known to Public Address readers as the creator of the comic strip Newtown Ghetto Anger.
That's right.
That's a very oblique style of humour. Does he bring that to the stage as well?
Yeah. The dude, I love working with him. I wouldn't if I didn't like it. He's a completely different style of comedy. I'm the silly one, and he's definitely the brains of the outfit. And yeah, that's where he comes from.
Now, you both seem to have a few irons in the fire. I mean, you do non-musical comedy. You also play drums in a punk rock band called Galloping Hooves of the Apocalypse.
That's right.
Are you like Renaissance men or just ADD?
Probably a bit of both. I like to think of myself a bit of as a Renaissance man, but I think we're a little ADD as well.
Yeah, is it fun though to have more than one project on the go? It almost seems like a very Wellington thing as well. You're in two, you know, interlocking communities.
I guess that's what we come for. We just don't like being bored and like doing stuff that we enjoy doing, I guess, is what it comes down to. And I like hitting drums, and Jay likes doing cartoons. It's just how we go.
Now, Rock 101 was the show that won you the Billy T.
Yeah.
Did you actually create it with the intention of entering it?
We'd applied two times, I think, before for the Billy T, and we didn't get accepted. And we were just doing songs out of, you know, just songs that we normally play at a club situation. But this year we kind of thought we'll go for a real concept show, a proper storyline, start to finish kind of thing. And we worked on it. Gave an example at the application, which obviously worked because we got nominated, and then just went through and just deconstructed rock as we saw it. Walking down a road to nowhere, I heard Jesus call my name. At least I think that it was Jesus. I didn't get a real good look at him. Maybe it was Jesus. This is what he said to me. He said, pick up a guitar, boy, play a song like Creed. This goes out to the guy that was Jesus.
So what do you have to do to win it? It's not just standing up on the stage once and being funny, is it?
No. I mean, you've got to deliver. The judges, there are five judges who come or any given night during your season up here in Auckland. So you got to be able to deliver a consistent show. And it can't just be jokes. I mean, a lot of people now are doing, you know, more sort of story-based shows. It's a different thing to the club scene. Instead of just doing 15 minutes of gags, you've got an hour, and it's hard to just keep people laughing, just laughing at jokes for an hour when you know you've got to have a bit more to it, a bit more of a story and a bit more of a flow to it. Yeah.
Now this week in Auckland you played the Dog's Bollocks, which is a rock venue. Are you kind of more able to maybe to go into those venues than most comedy acts?
Yeah, definitely. We used before I moved up to Auckland, we were based in Wellington. We opened for a few rock bands, and we had a lot more people come and see us. All of our friends came and saw us play in a rock situation and then kind of leave before the main band got on. But yeah, we can transfer anywhere. I mean, we've got a little effects unit and stuff that we just take. We've got everything together and we can just play the two of us wherever we want, really. Probably end up just busking it out to your centre. I don't know.
What's the key to winning over a rock audience? Do you have to be louder?
Yeah, well, it helps. I do whack at the electric guitar a bit more and big effects, as much crunch on the guitar and stuff as I can muster. But at the same time, to get the comedy across, you need to have the lyrics. So, it's a hard balance to find, but we seem to have done it. It works all right.
So what happens now? You've won the Billy T. What actual difference does that make to an act that wins it?
Well, I just think we've got a bit more license to do what we want. Like, we focus this year on just on getting our show, the two of us. Next year, we're kind of hoping on getting a rock opera, a parody of a rock opera type thing. Maybe sort of Jesus Christ Superstar and Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat mixed together. I don't know. We're just working on a few concepts at the moment, but we can, put more, sort of go towards more a theatrical thing and have more people involved, and it doesn't just have to be us two anymore, which is quite nice.
Because I can imagine someone telling you if you tried to do that kind of thing, well, that's not comedy.
Oh, no, yeah, that's the thing. Comedy is what makes people laugh. It changes all the time.
Well, with that, I think we should actually listen to some of what you do. What song should we play, Dave?
I think you should play Tony. There is a killer guitar riff at the beginning. The solo at the beginning is incredible. It's one of my best work.
Your house now, Tony.
David Smith of Billy T Winners, Mrs. Peacock. And you can see all the hot comedy action of the Billy T Finals night on Murray Television, 9 to 11pm on June 23rd. We'll be back after the break with Public Address Science on Forensic Linguistics.